Power Up the Nation. So good to be with you. Hopefully we got the kinks worked out, at least temporarily. We got a new setup here and a fantastic week after Thanksgiving. I hope everybody ate a lot. I certainly did. Green bean casserole, one of my favorites, and I ate so much of it. I was a little gluttonous, I'm going to have to admit. A little gluttonous. Turkey, I like turkey. I don't adore turkey. I adore green bean casserole. Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hello. How's everybody doing? It's great to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back. Got a great guest today, Tom Cowan, Dr. Tom Cowan. Of all the people, I mean, we have fantastic people on Sherry Tenpenny being at the top of, about vaccine and what to do about vaccines. I have never heard anybody to give an explanation about vaccines, how they work, as good as what Tom Cowan did.
Nah, he was the best by far.
That was the best description I've ever heard.
Yep. Just in a very matter of fact,
medical type way. Here's how vaccines work. Blah blah blah. Not even giving an opinion one way or another. And then at the end of it, I asked him, "Well, geez, after listening to that, why would anybody get a vaccine?" Yeah. And he said. Well, I don't know. Why would they?
Yeah, why would they?
Why would they? Really good. Excited to have him. He has a new book about cancer and water and that. Well, of course, we'll talk about that and so much more with him. He'll come on in about an hour. We're going to do news until then. And thank you so much for your support. Thank you for being here at thepowerhour.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. A big story. This may be the biggest story of the day. Virginia bill, this is from law enforcement today, but it's really all over the internet, all over media. Virginia bill to make firearms training, quote, an illegal paramilitary activity and possibly a felony. And yes, you heard that right. Law enforcement today, Virginia legislators clearly lost their minds on this latest bill that was drafted and filed this month, which will be open to discussion come the beginning of the year. This, of course, is in reference to Senate Bill number 64, as it may appear on various print or spoken discussion, SB 64. Virginia's attempted to chip away at the rights of citizens one small hammer stroke at a time, and this bill is going to attempt to outlaw firearm training. So just if you're keeping score, in Virginia, the governor there thinks it's okay to kill a newborn baby. They're going to keep it comfy.
He even tells you how you do it. He tells you how you're going to do it.
But if you want to have target practice with your neighbors in the backyard, that's a felony.
Can't do it.
just if you're keeping score.
But we'll keep the baby nice and comfortable until it's time to cut them up.
How it can be enforced, how it will be perceived and explained. The way that they drafted the bill and the portions that will be either emphasized or broadly digested be the portions related to people knowing that they're preparing someone for some civil disorder. What does that mean? Very ambiguous. They might even say that this law could be used against Antifa, which it could, but will it?
It won't.
Great question. Talking heads will go on television hyping this and blah, blah, blah. Okay. The other part, how will it be enforced? The most dangerous words in this proposal are, quote, knowing or having reason to know. So it's not just, like you said, how it will be perceived. You have to have a reason to know that you're training people to basically fight the government. It would have a reason to know. So if somebody goes over, your neighbor goes over to your yard and he's got camouflage pants. Well, he had camouflage pants. You should have known that he would want to shoot somebody.
Yeah. Sounds logical.
In Virginia, makes perfect sense. You know, Virginia.
The cops will lock you up in a second.
Virginia is really the home of the American Revolution, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
In case you didn't know. We're talking Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, all Virginians. Patrick Henry, too, right?
Yeah.
I think Patrick Henry, too.
And now it's the home of the crazies. Washington.
This goes with another story. Okay, this is what, quote-unquote, our fearless leaders are doing in Virginia. What Americans are doing, and there's kind of an instinctual thought to this. They are obviously thinking of Christmas presents or what have you. Black Friday, 2019, Black Friday. The sales at stores have been dramatically down, and some malls have been almost ghost towns. because of online shopping.
Yeah, online shopping is so much better than going out and getting something.
Well, let me tell you where it is not slowing down.
At the gun store.
At the gun store. Friday firearm background checks rank second highest in history. The second highest, you know, when you go to get a gun at a new gun at a gun store with a FFL license, which, if they have a FFL license, federal firearm license, yeah, you have to get a background check to get a gun. You know, this idea, we have background checks. Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so when you buy a gun, you get a background check. So that's kind of how they calculate, you know, gun sales and stuff. That's how they, you know, see what's going on. Well, this is the second most ever in the history of any Black Friday ever recorded.
Wow.
And that's Obama was the greatest.
Obama was the king.
He was the greatest gun salesman ever.
Of all time.
Of all time. But Barack H. Obama.
Yes, exactly.
Or Barry Sotero or whatever
his name is.
He was the greatest gun salesman of all time.
Mr. Twinkie.
But today, maybe Trump talking about those red flag laws.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Trump talking about those red flag
laws? He ain't going to enact them. He's just talking. It's politics.
Oh, my gosh.
Politics.
Okay, let's move off that because that's going to get me fired up. Let's continue this story. This is important. This goes to a bigger kind of mindset. Now, Pete Buttigieg.
My buddy. You know, I was him at Halloween. I played him.
I
got rocks thrown at me when I go down the street.
This is a family show. We can't.
Did I say anything about Twinkie or Snowflake?
This is a family show. Anyway, Mayor Pete, you know who I'm talking about? The guy, he got about 10,000 votes and now he's running for president.
Now he's running for president.
You think he's not supported by somebody. This is a tweet he did. Now, this has been a little while ago, but it's circulating now, especially with everything about Virginia, to kind of see the mindset of these quote-unquote politicians. Here's his tweet. If you want an AR because you picture yourself using it against the government, quote-unquote, someday, please pause and reflect that this fantasy entails shooting American soldiers and police officers. Somebody replied to Mayor Pete on the Twitter feed. Okay. What about for the zombie uprising? Mayor Pete then politely replies, a much healthier fantasy. So the idea that you may have to shoot zombies in the street is a much healthier, like a mental disorder. It's much healthier to think that than to think that someday governments may come in and you may need to defend yourself.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to pause before you hear the next tweet. And I'll just throw the question out there. Do you think the people in Venezuela wish that they had guns?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the people in Hong Kong?
They
wish that they had guns. Okay. Do you think the Chinese, when Mao Zedong came up, do you think we can go on. This exercise can go on quite a while, right? Do you think the Germans wish that they had guns when Hitler decided that they need to go to they call it concentration camps. They're not like the China. I guess maybe the Chinese are friendlier. It's a job education.
Job education. Back then it was a concentration
camp. Yeah. It's
with real barbed wire.
What do they got now on the end? They got an employment agent at every gate, so you can't go out. You didn't fill out your employment form or something?
You're walking into the aisle of Dr. Moreau.
I joked. Okay, here is the next tweet, and this went on for a long time in this tweet thread. I just want to give you a little taste of this. So somebody replied to Mayor Pete, you mean like the American Revolution? Or Iran right now, or Venezuela. Do you even read, dude?
That's excellent. Yeah.
We're allowed options. Heaven forbid that they come when your fantasy of concentration camps and totalitarian government use force to suppress a population. I don't think it's fantasy. All you need to do is look across the world.
Well, you got to look in the Constitution.
I'm going to read. And let me go on my computer. I'm going to read a little quote here. All right, this is Patrick Henry. All right, let me read this quote real quick here. And this is just to give you an idea what our founding fathers thought compared to Mayor Pete. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, wow. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. It's Patrick Henry. The great object is that every man be armed, everyone who is able might have a gun. So that's what Patrick Henry thought about it. And
I concur.
And the object is to be armed in case somebody tries to take the jewel. The jewel of existence is what?
Freedom.
Freedom is liberty. It's really liberty and virtue that was given to you. The freedom to choose liberty and virtue that, that our Creator gave us. So there you go. Chick-fil-A, I'm a little disappointed in Chick-fil-A here lately.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
That set me back. I might not eat there for a month or two.
For a week. Unfortunately, I love Chick-fil-A. But anyway, Chick-fil-A, the big controversy, you know, what is this, 4 years ago, 5 years ago now?
They stood up.
The homosexual agenda, whatever, league came out against Chick-fil-A because they were supporting things like Salvation Army. They were supporting, I was what you say, pro-family type things, you know, what do you call them? Houses, halfway houses for pregnant mothers, just all kind of things.
They weren't supporting abortions.
Right. They weren't, exactly. So the agenda came out against Chick-fil-A hard and said for everybody to boycott. Well, what did it do? It ended up over a certain period of time, Chick-fil-A's sales almost doubled over a certain 18th month
They had people
period.
Lined up around the blocks.
I think their sales almost doubled in about an 18-month period. Its expansion was in that and all that. But that's the repercussions. America, basically, with their dollars, voted that we're going to eat a chicken sandwich defy the agenda.
Yeah, screw the agenda.
So now, and you know, Truett Cathy, who started Chick-fil-A, who is a staunch Christian, has written, if you've written any of his books, very happy, very positive, very just excellent. Well, Truett Cathy died. It wasn't too long ago that he died. His sons and other people have taken over the reins of Chick-fil-A. Report exposes Chick-fil-A's donations to the SPLC and other leftist groups. The Blaze, this is Glenn Glenn Beck's outfit. Chick-fil-A reportedly donated $2,500 to Southern Poverty Law Center.
Okay.
According to a new report, it was designated, has SPLC has designated Christian beliefs on same-sex marriage as hate. Do you have a Christian belief that marriage is a man and a woman? Then that's not just Christian. That's Jewish. That's biblical. That's Muslim. I mean,
people
that's
all around the world.
The major religions of the major religions of the world.
Yeah.
Marriage is a man and a woman.
Next is coming bestiality. Mark my words.
Well, no, that's not next. Next is pedophilia. Is what's that? NAMBLA.
Yeah, NAMBLA.
MAP. Mm-hmm. MAP. Minority attracted people. So that's an orientation. So that Equality Act that, you know, Taylor Swift kept trying to get Donald Trump to sign, then that means any orientations, any, you know, well, this is my orientation. How can it be wrong? This is love. How can you judge how I feel love? You see the logic. This is where this is going. Anyway, what are the details of the story? Tax records obtained by ProPublica reveal that Chick-fil-A made the donation in question. Chick-fil-A also reportedly donated to the YWCA, which allegedly has a pro-choice stance, the New Leaders Council, which refers to itself as a hub of progressive millennial thought leadership. That's the YWCA.
Did they go to Harvard?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did he send his kids to Yale?
Town Hall reports that the restaurant chain also donated
green bean casserole. Yeah.
I know. Maybe there was MSG in it. No, it was organic, actually. You believe that? Organic green bean casserole?
Yeah, it's great. It was great, too, anyway.
Also, well, didn't my wife cook good? Oh my gosh.
Great meal. Great meal. Hope everybody had a good meal as we did. Wonderful.
Okay, getting back to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A donated $50,000 to Pace Center for Girls, which promotes another pro-choice stance. So not just $2,500. The fact that they donate $5 to SPLC concerns me.
Yes, sure did.
The education and advocacy groups featured radical pro-abortion feminist Gloria Steinem as their keynote speaker for the most recent Girls Summit.
The CIA.
Also, Chick-fil-A reportedly donated to Chris180, a pro-LGBT behavioral health and child welfare service agency. What is that?
I never heard of these. They're popping out of the woodwork. All they want is money, so.
I never even heard of
it. You have some crazy group and make some noise, the left will throw money at it.
Well, sounds like Chick-fil-A will too. Sounds like a pro LGBT. What is this? A pro LGBT behavioral health and child welfare service agency. What does that mean? What is pro LGBT child welfare? Does that mean the 6 year olds who get they're not boys or girls anymore. They change in school.
Yes.
So it's to help their welfare or to help them change.
And my next request to,
Get
some more George Soros. I put in that line. Maybe it'll get 500,000. Haven't got anything yet.
Now, if you put in a thing said that you were pro LGBT behavioral health and child welfare,
might work.
If you said if you found some kid, some 6 year old who's getting bullied at school because he likes wearing dresses to school or something like that, and you want to help him, I bet you'd get that money.
Well, we're gonna find out.
I'm not making fun of people's individual problems, but when corporations are now promoting this, you're talking about a different,
they're throwing around water. I mean, money around like water.
Sadiq Khan, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Once you tell America who he is, tell America who he is.
He's inbred.
He's the mayor of London.
I told you he was inbred.
But I don't even want to go. He's the mayor
of
London.
Short.
Huh?
He's short too.
So what does that mean?
I'm just telling you. You asked my thoughts on him. That's about as much as I know as the guy, and he's a Muslim.
Sadiq Khan, who is the Muslim mayor of London, he says, this is from a Information Liberation report, the terrorists hate us for our diversity. You know, the knife attack that just occurred?
Yeah.
Supposedly they were just let out of jail. There were seven others, and now we can't find them, and we can only find the one. And, you know, he said he's not a terrorist, and just blah, 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 blah. Just, you know, typical.
Yeah. If you're, sounds like a false flag. They just let those prisoners out. We'll let you out if you go kill a few people.
It certainly seems weird.
Yeah.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan responded to the London Bridge attack by claiming terrorists hate us for our diversity and urging folks to go shopping. Just don't worry about it.
Don't worry
just go
about
shop.
It. The people they killed were lowlifes, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Their lives don't matter. Just shop.
Right.
It'll make things better.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I guess they hate us for diversity, so they're trying to end diversity by killing all the diverse people so only they'll be left. Is that?
Must be.
Is that how you take that?
I guess. You know.
Well, then why would you let them in?
They want somebody to cross that bridge, London Bridge.
All right. We have a caller. We love callers. And if you want to call, please, you're more than welcome. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Sherry in Kansas, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Good morning. I wanted to give you
and
all your listeners a heads up on something the FDA is trying to pull off. I just heard about it Saturday night. They're trying They're trying to restrict what compounding pharmacists can use, and the ingredients they're trying to restrict are aimed at the health food industry. And probably a lot of the people you get your health products from that you sell use these compounding pharmacies. John Hamill is the one I heard on this program talking about it. And are you familiar with him?
No, I don't know who John Hamill is, but I'm a little – I don't know what specifically you're talking about. When you say compound ingredients, give our audience – so give us – you're talking
–
say if you have a health
pharmacy.
Supplement. Explain what that is, yeah.
Yeah, compounding pharmacies, they – you know, like you'll hear it often for doing specifics for hormone replacement stuff, but they do a lot of stuff. And the kind of the kind of things they're trying to restrict are like NAD, which is actually something that people are using to kick their addiction on, you know. And but there were all sorts of things. Let's see, nettle. Where did I write it down? But
now I know that
the
go ahead.
The problem is that you only have until the 4th of December to comment on this.
Where is this? Where can we find out more about this? John, we can look up John Hamill and FDA.
John Hamill's website, and he, you spell his last name H-A-M-M-E-L, I believe. But apparently,
okay. John Hamill, FDA.
He was schizophrenic, and they about killed him with the drugs they were giving him. And what cured him is using alternative health field. And then he became a real, you know, powerhouse lobbyist, for health freedom and stuff.
Yeah,
I sure appreciate you
sending us this information and talking about it. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? Let me ask you that.
Oh, it was okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's okay.
But this is really urgent. I can't explain it real well, but it was just all sorts of things like an aloe vera concentrate. They have about 20 or 25 things that are on their initial hit list, but they're wanting to do like 300 different ingredients to keep. And, you know, these, I'll bet people like Dr. Danny Houston, what's his name?
Dr. Group.
Dr. Group. Him, I bet North American Urban Spice uses compounds and pharmacists. A lot of these places do. And this is just an end run around trying to deny us our choice of what we want to take to keep us healthy.
Mm.
But I would be really, you got your assignment to look into this today, Daniel, so you can have a show.
Okay, John Hamill, FDA, restricting compound pharmacy, compound ingredients. Thank you so much, Sherry. God bless you. We'll check it out. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news, and then Dr. Tom Cowan.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum.
I want to really thank you, and I mean this sincerely. I say this a lot. I want you to really understand and take to heart how much we appreciate your support, your prayers, your energy, all those things. You've really supported the Power Mall since we said that we want to expand. You know, sales have been up. We've added some other things, but that doesn't mean we're, you know, swimming in money. It means we're, you know, now we're going to expand some more. We're going to do, we're always on that edge. And that's just what it's like to be, you know, on the front lines of the, whatever independent media. I mean, that's just what it means. And so thank you so much for your support. We thank you for all your purchases over the Power Mall. This is how we're funded. Your purchases, your donations, your prayers. Your energy is the gas that goes in this car when we go down the tracks here, or whatever, the train puts us down the tracks. And we're in this together, and we appreciate you. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You know all the great things we have. We got some specials coming out for Christmas. You can check those out. Also, go to thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Do me a favor. Please check it out. There's something in that site, on that site, that will help you. I mean, even if it's just toothpaste and toothbrush, Vitamir, toothpaste, toothpaste and mouthwash. Yeah. Even if it's just that, check it out. We appreciate the business. We appreciate your energy. We know there's a lot of places to buy some of these things. Some things we sell are unique to us. So, buy from the good guys.
That's right.
That's our tagline, as Joyce said, and you know where that money's going and you know what it's doing and you know all the attacks we're having. That's why we kind of got this rigged up here different, a little different setup today. Just so we can be here. You know all the problems we've gotten, but that's okay.
There's a lot of frauds on Amazon.
Well, that's even Navarro said that from the Trading Commission.
I know.
Said
that. It's so scary. I've cut back from getting stuff on Amazon. I used to love doing that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support. Consider a donation. You know, think about if everybody listening gave $5, imagine what that would do, or $10 or $20 or whatever, you know, $10,000. We'll use it. We have good plans here and we're going forward. So we really appreciate your energy and your attention. Continuing with the news, and then Dr. Tom Cowan will be here in about 30 minutes. A new book, and of course we'll ask him about vaccines. He's fantastic. Bombshell. Ukraine indicts Burisma Holdings owner, demands Trump open probe into Biden's and the Dems. The head of Burisma Holdings, the energy company on which Hunter Biden served on the board, has been indicted by Ukraine's Office of the Prosecutor General for money laundering and corruption. Now, there's several tentacles here to this story. The quote-unquote impeachment hearing, whatever that...
That's a big one.
There's the idea that the impeachment hearing is just a way to button up all the loose ends.
Right. Keep Ukraine quiet.
Right. To find out where all the sources of the real information mm-hmm. that can hurt them, and then we stop it, and then we get it out in front of it
and cut it off so it's not so damaging. But it looks like it's breaking wide open.
So, well, I have my doubts. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think everybody has shared mutual destruction, and that's just going to neutralize out, and I don't think we're going to know very much. That's what I think's going to happen. At least that's typical. Do you disagree?
Yeah, of course.
as you wind your watch, as you wind your Trump watch.
I'm looking at it right now. It's still right on time, so I still have to have faith in him.
Well, it's not faith. Why do you have faith in him?
Because he's the only one that's got is in any kind of power that can do anything. Everybody else is just a figurehead. And I hope Trump isn't a figurehead. I believe down to my soul that he's going to do something.
He's done good things. But there's been a lot of crappy things he's done.
And then when he doesn't come through, I'm going to shoot this dang watch. I'm going to put it up on...
What does that mean? What does come through? Oh, put him on the targets in the back.
Yeah,
and shoot
I'm going to put him on and shoot it with my new gun.
What does not coming through mean to you?
Arresting people. That's the big...
So somebody...
And not just one low-lining fruit. We want big arrests.
And you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I do.
What makes you think that?
Faith. What makes you believe in the Lord? Faith.
Well, there's evidence of God.
there's Trump standing there.
Well, no, there's no evidence of that. There's going to be an arrest. There's very.
Little evidence. In the debates, he told Hillary he's going to lock her up if he was president.
That reminds me of a joke. I have to tell this joke. Maybe if we have time.
Do it. That's a funny joke. That's a funny look. Yeah.
If we have time before the, I have.
That's a great joke.
During a Wednesday press conference, Dubinsky claimed that investigation into Nikolai Zelchevsky.
Sounds like a chess player.
Yeah, and Burisma found a link that reveals how money is siphoned from Ukraine, notably through Hunter Biden. So this isn't about America losing money. This is Ukraine
losing
money.
Ukraine wants their money back. They want their $7 billion or $8 billion that is stolen back, and they're not paying any of their debtors. Until they get their money back. That's what they said.
I don't know
if that article says that. But.
Does that give you the impression that Trump did pressure Ukraine to do something?
I think it was in the midst. They were trying to clean it up. Yeah, but did he put pressure on them? Absolutely.
To me, they keep saying, well, they withheld funds to Cuba. Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't even care.
No.
What do I care? I don't care if we give any money to Ukraine. No. Why do I even care?
No.
At least we'll get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. What do they make in Ukraine?
Vodka. I don't know.
They certainly don't make tanks.
Those,
did you see that?
Those dolls. They make those dolls,
inside the other.
Yeah, let's get on. We got to hurry up here. The son of Vice President Joe Biden was receiving payment for his services with money raised through criminal means and money laundering. Woo, the investigator says. Ooh, those are strong words.
You can go to jail just for receiving stolen goods.
Biden received money that did not come from the company's successful operation, but rather money stolen from citizens. Whoa. Jeez, yeah. This is big time. This system is still working under the guidance of current managerial board of the National Bank, ensuring that money flows in the interest of people who stole millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. The family of ex-president Yanukovych funneled $7.4 billion through American investment firm Franklin Templeton, which they tied to the U.S. Democratic Party. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see if anybody in Ukraine, maybe in Ukraine. So the rest you're talking about, maybe they'll happen in Ukraine.
Maybe.
Is that what you're? Maybe.
I don't know.
Because I don't see them happen in America.
Yeah. Sorry, Trump. That looks like he's gone.
You're what? No, I think Trump's done some amazing things.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm supportive of Trump. When he does right, I love Trump when he does right. Mm-hmm. They're trying to wipe us off the map. Small American farmers are nearing extinction. This is from Time magazine. For nearly two centuries, the Rickman family has raised cows for milk in a muddy patch of land in the middle of Wisconsin. Mary and John, who now run the farm and has 45 cows, have seen all manners of ups and downs, droughts, floods, oversupplies of milk that sent prices tumbling, but they've never seen a crisis quite like this. They're about $300,000 in debt. That's a lot for 45 cows. And the bill collectors are hounding them about the feed bill and a repayment for a used tractor they bought to keep the farm going. I've said this before. I will say this again. I'll probably say it several times. There's several things I repeat. You know that, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a farmer, the farmers, the independent farmers, if I am growing the food, I will not go bankrupt. Why are people who grow food producing something going bankrupt? People need food. Everybody else should go bankrupt if there's a problem, except the people growing the food. And this time, and in this case, they're getting the
milk.
During
the Depression, 1,700 farms went bankrupt. We'll talk about that one day.
Well, people were starving, too.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we need food right now. I mean, I don't know enough to compare the, but right now, we're a net food importer in America.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, those GMO crops really are helping.
Yeah, are helping us, yeah.
The sugar conspiracy. This is from The Guardian. This is a story that was put out a while ago, but it came because of the holidays and what have you. In 1972, a British scientist sounded the alarm that sugar and not fat was the greatest danger to our health, but his findings were ridiculed and his reputation ruined. Does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Yeah. So some scientist comes out with some, unaccepted opinion.
Right. Yeah. It's not peer-reviewed.
Well,
peer-reviewed is the biggest joke on the planet.
Andrew Wakefield.
Yeah.
Think about Andrew Wakefield, what they did to him. How did the world's top nutrition scientists get it so wrong for so long? Robert Lustig is a pediatric endocrinologist at Cal who specializes in the treatment of childhood obesity. A 90-minute talk he gave in 2009 titled Sugar, the Bitter Truth has now been viewed more than 6 million times. In it, he argues forcefully that fructose, a form of sugar, is a poison culpable for America's obesity epidemic. There you go.
I concur. 100%.
How do you know?
I'm smart.
You've been doing studies?
Mm-hmm. I look at all my friends that eat sugar. They're fat.
You eat more sugar than anybody I know.
I know how to control it. Anybody wants some tips about it, I'll tell them.
You know, China, that loving country over there, mm-hmm. that it only wants the good for its citizens.
It has the Golanfang.
Communist China, man interrogated for criticizing police on social media. So this is what social credit score looks like. This is what the future in China is here right now.
Yeah, it's coming here.
A video out of China. Well, why do you say it's coming here? See, that's why people, Mayor Pete talking about these guns. If this is coming here, okay.
But what's Facebook doing?
Well, right.
They're cutting everybody out.
So
anybody who says anything, yeah.
Okay, so you think it's going to be, if we criticize the police on social media, that we're going to be hauled off and beat, senseless?
If things keep on going like they're going now with Facebook and all those ones censoring and doing all that stuff, yes, absolutely.
All right.
They want to implement that.
A video, I don't disagree with you, I'm just trying to, I want to clarify here. A video out of China shows a man being called in and interrogated by authorities, there's that word, authorities, for the crime of criticizing the police on social media. Wow, this is, our founding fathers were so unbelievable ahead of their time. First Amendment. Why did you complain about police on QQ or WeChat? Police asked the man. He then is grilled about his screen name and activity in a group. On the platform. Why did you talk about the traffic police online? What's wrong with police confiscating motorcycles? He is then asked. The man attempts to come across as apologetic, but is then, that's the worst thing you ought to do. It's apologetic. Don't be apologetic. Then that means you did something wrong. That just emboldens them. Why did you badmouth the police? Do you hate the police? Yeah, I do. That's what you should have said. Yes, I hate the police because you're pulling me out of my house and interrogating me for having an opinion. The man explains that he was drunk. There you go.
There you go. That's it.
Explains it. Just drunk.
It probably saved his organs, saying he was drunk. You got to have some creative excuse. You just can't go up there and say I misspoke.
Don't be apologetic.
No.
Say I was drunk.
No. They'll haul up and send you down to
won't have a liver.
Down to the van down park.
They have them in the parking lot, believe me. When he made the comments and Zen asked to apologize to the police, I'm so sorry I'm wrong. I know that now. Please forgive me. I won't do that ever again.
Done deal.
Are you kidding me?
Smart.
That was smart.
That was.
I was drunk.
I was drunk. I'm sorry.
SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, may soon blow the gun control house down, and Democrats are already screaming. Now, there's been several pretty high-profile cases in the Supreme Court. They haven't acted. They've been hesitant to act with any certainty, only ambiguity. Just like the baking a cake for the gay couple. They could have solved that.
They could have solved that
3 years ago. They could have solved that. But they've just created ambiguity and just emboldened. Really, they've emboldened people to keep suing these. So anyway, gun control advocates have a good reason to panic as today. They may very well watch as the Supreme Court knocks down superfluous anti-gun laws put in place by Democratic governments around the nation.
Big. That is big.
This is very big. We should have put this with the first couple stories.
Yeah, that's excellent.
As first reported by Ryan Saverda of Daily Wire, they will convene today to hear the first Second Amendment case in nearly a decade. The fact that it's been a decade for them to hear a case, you got to be kidding me.
Well, look who was the president.
That's okay, but they're supposed to be non-political.
But they are.
The case revolves around their policies is the Bill of Rights. That should be
That's exactly right.
Their what
Not you call it? Roberts, that little weasel.
The case revolves around a New York City law which requires citizens to have a premises license for their handgun, which is a permit allowing them to take their handgun outside of their home to a city shooting range. Are you kidding me?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think they don't think of you as talking cows, cattle, and to be herded around? Are you kidding me? You can't be trusted or you don't have the right to carry your gun to the shooting range? Are you kidding me?
You have to pay for that, right?
Provided it was unloaded and in a locked container, but prohibits the gun from being taken beyond the city limits. So you can't. This is Democrats sensing that they were in trouble of the Supreme Court. It's not Democrats. Where's the Republicans? Believe me, none of this would be passed without the Republicans' help and these red flag laws. And now we got, that's why it's important Trump talking politics. The discussion should be guns are as American as apple pie and mom. We are not doing anything with guns. Americans can own guns. We have a natural God given right. Our founding fathers knew that. They instilled that. And then read quote after quote by the founding fathers. Put it on them. So the discussion, the argument is, you're not disagreeing with me, you're disagreeing with Patrick Henry. You're disagreeing with Thomas Jefferson. If you want to disagree with Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry, then disagree with them. But that's the way it's going to be, that's the law. That's how they should frame this. This is stupid.
I agree.
Why do you think they're attacking Thomas Jefferson? Democrats have gone to great lengths to get the justices to drop the case. They're seeing if they were in trouble after the high court accepted it. The New York Police Department revised its ban to allow gun owners to take their handguns. So even the Supreme Court even accepted the case.
Right.
They knew they were caught.
They lightened up their authority.
But as amicus briefs note, the court has criticized this kind of strategic voluntary cessation of challenge conduct by defendants to preserve favorable judicial outcomes or avoid adverse rulings. So when they heard it was going to the Supreme Court, then they changed their policy. They made it a little less, so maybe they would still let it
skate a little bit,
Effective immediately, President Trump announces he's reimposing steel and aluminum tariffs on Brazil and Argentina over a massive devaluation of their currencies.
Yes, I do.
I have no problem going back. I think this is where this is going anyway, ladies and gentlemen. You can ridicule me or whatever.
Yes.
I think that it's going to go to more of an isolationist economic model. Regional. Definitely regional or isolationist model because you have, how can you compete?
You can't.
And so then everything just then evens out.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you
then.
You want to sell your products in here is going to cost you.
Right. So anyway, a big tech election meddling Google and YouTube take down over 300 Trump ads. That's the beginning. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, really putting the boots to everybody.
But Trump's not doing anything about it.
I know.
He could do something about it.
He could
have an antitrust lawsuit tomorrow about that. Why doesn't he?
I wish I had his phone number. We'd be right there.
He's too busy playing politics with the red flag laws.
I think it's golf.
I wish he's playing golf instead of talking about these red flag laws. Forbes calls for recognition of Christian persecution as a global problem. Wow. Forbes magazine has appealed for recognition of the phenomenon of Christian persecution. We can say that homosexuals are persecuted. We can say that transsexuals are persecuted. They're not dying in America. I mean, here and there something happens.
Maybe on the streets of California.
Okay. Right.
Due to drugs.
Christians are dying all over the world, and this can't
being
get recognized.
Slaughtered.
Being slaughtered. And you talk about refugees. Well, refugees are welcome. Okay, where's the refugee.
Yeah, where's the Christians?
That's a refugee.
Bring them here.
I'm a Christian. I live in northern Syria, and now the Turks are chasing me and my family down the street.
Exactly.
Please, somebody help me.
Yeah.
China to suspend U.S. Navy visits to Hong Kong over new law. It said it will suspend the ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong and sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups in retaliation for the signing into law of legislation supporting anti-government protests in the semi-autonomous territory. You know, now that's something Trump did that I just love. He signed that bill supporting. I don't know what the support means. Does that mean they're going to give him AK-47s? Is it going to drop off a bunch of AK-47s?
Don't know.
Aniseed, an all-natural remedy for candida and fungus. That's very good. Brushing your teeth benefits your heart. Isn't that what Robert Tectarian said?
Yeah,
it connects
absolutely.
A CoQ10. Now, you can buy the toothpaste with a CoQ10 in it, and then that goes right into your teeth, right into your gums, and a direct connection to your heart. And there's been a lot of studies. That's what this article is talking about.
Meridian's
about the connection between your heart and infections and your gums.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. New study explains why ginseng can help you lose weight. Scientists say mysterious radio signal detected in space points to new type of star system. I love it when we get James McKinney on. We should save this story for him. Scientists have found new basis for levitated transport system. Supposedly, we've solved gravity a long time
1954
ago.
1954, we solved it.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, but they don't release it to the small minions like us.
Tom Cowan is going to come on. We can, on our new setup here that we're doing with everything that's, you know, you know about what's bothered us with the under the attacks. We still can take calls, so if you do want calls on Tom Cowan, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. He's coming up here in about 10 minutes, a little over 10 minutes. I want to tell you this joke, guys.
This is a good joke. Everybody out there, listen up. This is a good joke.
And if you like Hillary.
And it's clean.
Yeah, it's clear. I'll just tell it. Whatever. It's in fun. So Hillary and Trump walk into a bakery, local bakery there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in, and while the owner is busy on the other side, Hillary goes over, leans over the counter, and she steals three pastries and shoves them in her pocket. She looks at Donald right now and said, "See that? That's crafty. That's ingenuity. That's why I'm going to win this next election. I'm going to beat you because I know how to get it done." And Trump, just shook his head, and then he says, "Well, I can do better than that." So he calls over the owner. He says, "Owner, would you like to see a magic trick?" He says, "Yeah, I would." He says, "I'll tell you what, give me three pastries, will you?" So he gives him three pastries, one at a time, and as he takes the pastry, he eats it, eats one, eats a second, eats another, gave it to him free, and he says, "There you go." And the owner says, "Wow, okay, well, where are my pastries?" And Donald says, "The trick is, they're in Hillary's pocket. Look over there." They're in Hillary's pocket.
That's right. That was a good joke.
I thought so. Anything else? We got about a minute or two. We usually are running out of time. News. We don't have anything else on your mind as we go forward.
No, I got my new gun here. I'm happy as a
pig and slop.
That's right.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything pressing on your mind? Oh, let me ask you this because we did go. What's the biggest story of the world in the world? Let's see if you remember this. What is the biggest story in the world?
I just woke up.
It is 11:55 Central Time. We've been talking for an hour.
I woke up 2 minutes before I got here.
See, I told you, ladies and gentlemen. I told you. Didn't I tell you this has happened, ladies and gentlemen? What's the biggest story in the world?
Don't know.
You don't remember? I knew it. I knew you'd forget. How, if you can't remember, should we put it on a piece of paper and put it in front of,
give me a hint.
No, just give it away. Ladies and gentlemen, never forget. Never forget. We just had Thanksgiving. We're thankful for our Creator and the bounty that He's given us in this country and opportunities. We, of course, harken back to the Pilgrims, to the Indians with the Pilgrims, to, you know, the Mayflower Compact, to dedicating this land to God, to Jehovah, all those things. The biggest story in the world over the last few years and for the few years and foreseeable future is and will be, will the United States uphold the Declaration of Independence, or will we succumb to the siren song of globalism and really Luciferianism that we're talking about? It's nothing more, nothing less than the gospel of Jesus Christ versus Luciferian doctrines of control. That's it. Never forget that. That is what we're looking at in all these political discussions. Push them back. Don't argue with people. Push them back to our founding fathers. Just like the red flag laws. Everybody who comes out, they should always just push back to the founding fathers. They can argue with them. Mayor Pete can argue with Thomas Jefferson. Anyway, God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Cowan on the other side. So good to be with you. We'll be right back in about 7-8 minutes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.